What year did you join the Army?
1952, July 1952.
And you served until?
Late June 1954.
Were you drafted or did you join?
I enlisted. I was failing at UCLA, and I decided that I would enlist in an officer training program rather than get drafted. And luckily, I went in as a correspondent. That is, my military occupation specialty was a reporter, and that's what I did in the military.
What did you expect when you went in? Did you expect to learn things, or were you just doing it because you had to?
I was doing it because I had to, but there were important fallouts. I was very immature when I went in.
How old were you?
I was, it was 52, so I was 19. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that I was really socially immature. I was not ready to lead men, if that's for sure.
And just women, right?
I was even immature on that score, too. But I grew up in the Army, and I'm very grateful for what I learned in the Army, both for responsibility for other people as well as my own just growth. For the first time, I lived with in a barracks with, for example, black people. I also met people who came from farms, and it was just a socially broadening.
So the Korean War was still on when you went. You went to Japan, right?
I served in three foreign countries: Japan, Korea, and Arkansas. And Arkansas was very segregated at the time. In fact, I did have a real awakening there. I went into town with a buddy who happened to be black. And returning to the base, we got on the bus and we just sat down because we were just in the front. And the bus driver actually said, "This bus ain't moving until that there black man goes to the back."
Hmm.
He was wise enough to grab me. I was going to blow up. That's what I mean by foreign country. I just was not used to that.
From your trips to Korea or other experiences, what are the smells and sounds you remember most?
Kimchi. Yeah, the entire Korean peninsula smelled of rotting cabbage. It was just incredible. I still can't go into a Korean restaurant.
Oh. Most of the people you work with probably didn't do military service. What do you think that you learned and your perspective being changed that you think that they might well have benefited from?
I think, you know, the big thing, you alluded to it earlier or stated it earlier, and that is simply enough that this is an incredibly diverse nation with all kinds of people.
Did it, the experience make you more trusting or less trusting of the military?
I think it made me respect the military in a way that I probably wouldn't have otherwise.